So the Republic of Ireland Men's World Cup qualifier match against Portugal next month is a sellout, with the Aviva Stadium set to host over 51,000 soccer fans for the first time in 2 years. But the FAI last night acknowledged that match tickets are circulating online at inflated prices. The maximum original sale price of tickets was €120, but they're reportedly being resold for up to three times that amount. This despite a new law banning ticket touting coming into force during the summer. One of those looking to buy tickets for the match online yesterday was Mick Hogan from Navan.
I was queuing on two devices before 10 o'clock for the match. I was seeking either a family ticket or a parent and child ticket, specifically those because I wanted to bring my 11-year-old. And the event was sold out in minutes, and by 11 o'clock they were up on offer on Viagogo. The cheapest price I seen was 238. And that was just for a standard ticket in the Upper West or Upper West stand. It makes me feel angry. I've never been able to bring the kids to an Ireland game because of the price of the tickets.
To discuss this further, we're joined by Sinn Féin spokesperson on enterprise, trade and employment, Louise O'Reilly, and Garrett O'Hearn, the Fine Gael Seanad spokesperson on enterprise and trade. Louise, I'll come to you first. We heard there from Mick Hogan the difficulty he had had trying to get tickets at a reasonable price yesterday. What do you make of the situation?
Well, I've had fans contacting me as well. I mean, at the end of the day, the legislation was brought in to protect sports fans and music fans, and it's obviously not doing its job. The FAI knew that this event was going to sell out. They knew that this game was going to be popular. They were tweeting in the 24 hours running up to it to fans to tell them to get online to make sure they got their tickets. But there is a section in the legislation which allows the Tánaiste to actually designate an event to be protected, and I'm really, really disappointed that he didn't do that on this occasion. The FAI have obviously got a case to answer as well, and I do hope that they will ensure that this doesn't happen for the future. But really, there is a clause in the legislation that allows the government and the Tánaiste specifically to designate an event due for protection under the Act. Mm-hmm. And I think he should have done that in this instance, and he didn't. And I think that's very regrettable, because at the end of the day, it's the fans that lose out. It's people like we just heard from Mick there in Navan who want to bring their kids to the games. They're the ones that are going to end up getting ripped off. It was very obvious that this was going to happen, that this event was going to be popular, and that indeed it was going to sell out and fans were going to be left without tickets. But I think the purpose of the legislation is to stop fans getting gouged, and it hasn't worked in this instance. And I think the government do need to take a good, long, hard look at how they can be proactive on this.
All right, Garrett O'Hearn, this new ticket touting law came in just under 3 months ago. The first time it's needed, it doesn't do what it's designed to, stopping tickets being sold for highly inflated amounts.
Yeah, well, look, I think myself and Louise would agree in sharing our frustration for genuine fans who logged on like Mick yesterday to try to get tickets, and within 45 minutes those tickets were sold out, and then they themselves were redirected to other sites to buy tickets for an increased amount. The responsibility for this is on the FAI to apply to be a designated venue. And the FAI should have done that. The legislation that was brought in July was to cover genuine fans. That's why the Tánaiste, and that's why Fine Gael made that commitment. It was done on the back of concerts that happened 3 or 4 years ago. I think it was U2 were having concerts in Dublin where there was tickets being sold for 20, 30 times the value of the original price of tickets, which was just completely unfair for fans and people who wanted to go to the show. But you know, we need to be patient here as well. The industry have had a very difficult 18 months. They're just getting back on their feet. Full capacity for events has just started since last week. So, you know, I think in fairness to the Minister for State, Robert Troy, he has written to all organisations, to the FAI, to the IRFU, reminding them of their responsibility.
He has, but Garrett O'Hearn, would it not make more sense to have all events automatically designated, and organisers could instead apply for an exemption if, for example, they're running some sort of charity event trying to raise funds? It would have prevented what we're seeing now, or could have prevented what we're seeing now with the Ireland-Portugal match.
Yeah, well, at the time the legislation was being put forward, it was the Attorney General's advice that it was easier for Cardaí to police by doing it this way. The intent was to allow the designation of the Act to cover one-year events also, so events that would take place just once a year, so not just a venue, an event. So obvious things like that would be Electric Picnic or Live at the Marquee in Cork. So, you know, venue operators themselves would be best placed to know which events and which venues would have to apply for these events, because it's for people over 1,000 people who'd come to a venue where it applies for. Mm-hmm. So look, it's very early days. The legislation has just been enacted. In fairness to the music industry, the entertainment industry, the sports industry, they have had an awful lot of challenges over the last 18 months. This legislation was brought forward by government to protect fans, and it will protect fans.
Indeed, and hopefully the rationale behind the law is clear. Louise O'Reilly, I'll come back to you. It's clear in the legislation the onus is on organisers to apply to have their events designated so tickets can't be sold higher than face value. Should they be taking some of the responsibility here?
Absolutely, but it's also clear in the legislation that the minister, in this case, Fine Gael's Leo Varadkar, can designate an event or a venue. And I've PQ'd this, so I've asked questions directly of the department and of Minister Varadkar in relation to this, and it appears that only 3 applications have been received up until the end of September. So if the industry is not going to be proactive, well, then the government should be proactive. And indeed, the Tánaiste was explicit in providing that those powers via this legislation to himself. So it's not simply a case that that we can put all of the blame onto the venues and onto the organisers. Clearly, the FAI knew that this was going to happen. They absolutely should have applied to be designated. But there is a section in the legislation that allows for the government to be proactive about this. The fans have been let down, not just because the FAI have allowed this to happen, but they've been let down because the government allowed this to happen. I mean, Gareth said there that Fine Gael made a commitment to protect fans, but fans weren't protected in this regard. They've actually been let down. So I think, you know, the legislation has fallen essentially at the first hurdle. We just need to see the government being proactive about it now to ensure that fans are protected, because at the end of the day, that's what we all want to see, is genuine fans accessing tickets at face value. And I think that's what Mick from Navan wants. He wants to be able to bring his kids to the match for a reasonable price. Mm-hmm. That's what genuine fans want. You know, we need to stamp out ticket touting, because at the end of the day, it's the fans that lose out. The government have the power to do it. They didn't do it in this case. Let's hope they learn from this and they ensure that they do actually use the powers that they have given themselves to protect genuine fans.
In the case of the Ireland-Portugal match, we know initially no designation was sought by the FAI, Gareth Ahern, but in a statement to Morning Ireland last night, the FAI said it has now applied to designate the match under the law. The next potential challenge for to see if this law is effective will come in just over 2 weeks. We have the Autumn Internationals with rugby. Ireland will play New Zealand in one of those games, very likely to be a sellout. Any plans there for getting the IRFU to ask for a designation, or has contact been made in that regard?
Yeah, so look, I think there's a couple of things. The FAI have said that they've designated the they've applied to designate the match or the event as designated. What I'd like is that the venue is designated, because once the venue is designated, then all matches that happen in the venue is designated. Louise would know that we had submissions from the FAI when this was going through pre-legislative scrutiny in the Committee of Enterprise and Trade, and they were hugely supportive of this legislation coming through. But you're right, Angus, like today is actually a critical day, because tomorrow at 12 o'clock, tickets go on sale for the Ireland-New Zealand game that's going to be on the 13th of November. The designation has to be made before those tickets go on sale by the IRFU to make sure the tickets cannot be sold at over market value. I would encourage and I would expect that the IRFU, along with the FAI, if they were doing anything today, that they would be applying to have the venue designated for the Autumn Internationals. Everyone knows that match between Ireland and New Zealand is going to be a sellout. All they have to do is apply. Indeed. It doesn't have to be granted. It'll be granted within a week. They just need to apply today for it to work. And we've seen...
Sorry, Gareth O'Hearn, we're just very tight on time and I need to come back in, bring Louise Riley back in very quickly. Louise, you've heard what Gareth has been saying there about the event organiser should be looking to designate this themselves. But do you think, for example, for the New Zealand game in a couple of weeks' time, that the government should be stepping in very briefly?
Well, absolutely. If the IRFU don't apply, then I would like to see the government designate this. It's very clear soccer fans have been let down. Let's see if the government are going to take action now for rugby fans in the next couple of hours.
Okay, Louise O'Reilly and Gareth O'Hearn, thank you both for your time this morning.